USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a setback for Democrats in Congress, a federal appeals court ruled that judges have no role to play in the subpoena fight between the House and President Donald Trump over the testimony of high-ranking administration officials. The decision undoes a lower court ruling that would have forced former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress. It's likely to doom efforts to get other high-ranking officials to testify in House investigations of the president. In a three-judge panel, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit issued the 2-1 decision. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell sought to calm fears over the viral outbreak by issuing a rare statement of reassurance that the Fed will use all of our tools to support the economy, a strong signal of a coming interest rate cut. The stock market has plummeted 13% this week over widespread concerns that the coronavirus could drive the U.S. and global economies into a recession. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
A St. Louis police officer accused of accidentally killing a female colleague while playing a variation of Russian roulette pled guilty and was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Nathaniel Hedren had been scheduled to go to trial March 23rd on charges of first-degree involuntary manslaughter. The 7-year sentence was the maximum for the charge. He was accused of fatally shooting 24-year-old Caitlin Alix, also a St. Louis police officer, at his home in January 2019. Mexico's assistant health secretary announced that the country now has 2 confirmed cases of the new coronavirus. Hugo Lopez-Gatell said one of the patients is in Mexico City and the other in the northern state of Sinaloa. Neither is seriously ill. One is in isolation at a hospital. The other is isolated at a hotel. The men had traveled to the northern Italian region where there had been an outbreak and returned to Mexico last Friday. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador appeared to downplay the seriousness of the virus, saying it isn't even equivalent to the flu. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The price of disposable face masks is spiking online. Consumer demand for the medical accessory appears to be surging, even as government officials say healthy individuals do not need to wear the masks. Amazon is largely selling out of different mask varieties. The N95 masks are mostly in demand because they filter out 95% of airborne particles. Amazon is cracking down on instances of price gouging and said they've removed tens of thousands of deals from merchants it accused of overcharging customers. Representative Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, who is still one of the 8 candidates running for the Democratic nomination, was asked on Fox News whether or not she was frustrated about being left out of recent debates.
I couldn't watch much of it, to be honest, and I believe that voters probably walked away not getting much value and feeling pretty frustrated given the serious challenges that we're facing.
Representative Gabbard was asked what the Democratic Party needs for the opportunity to beat President Trump.
But I think what's most important for us to focus on is what are voters looking for? When you look at the dissatisfaction they have with the political institutions, the powerful elite who run Washington, they're looking for a champion. They're looking for leaders who will really bring about this vision that our founders had for us, a government of, by, and for the people. And so really, regardless of party, that is where our focus must be.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.